music superstar and, well, country music icon Loretta Lynn is joining us to talk about her latest projects because, well, she ain't slowing down and is working more than most people. She's got a new video, a new book, and she's made the time to join us on the phone today. Hello, Loretta Lynn.
Hello, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you keeping?
I'm
good to hear. Yeah, I don't even know where to begin. There's so much to talk about. But let's start with I Fall to Pieces, the brilliant Patsy Cline. I'll let you take it from there. That song, that friend, they both mean so much to you.
That friend is Patsy Cline. I just wish she was here. It's hard. Every day I think, you know, why ain't she here? She should be.
Tell me about that friendship. I mean, what was the connection? Because there's sometimes when we meet people and we say, we're going to be friends forever. What was it like the first time you two got together?
Well, I did the Ernest Tubb record shop one night, and her and her brother was out in a car, and he had an accident in Madison, and she almost got killed.
Right.
So she was in the hospital out in Madison, Tennessee, and I sang I Fall to Pieces. And sang it for Patsy Cline, and told that she was in the hospital, you know. That was an awful song for me to sing to her, wasn't it?
Well.
But bless her heart, she had sent Charlie Dick, her husband, to the Ernest Tubb record shop to find me, to bring me to the hospital. So Charlie came and got me, and I went to the hospital. And when I walked in, she had her leg wired to the ceiling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one arm, and her head was all bandaged, her face, you know. She was a mess. But bless her heart, she come out of that.
And, I mean, that's got to be a very interesting time to meet somebody when they're in such a predicament like that. Do you remember the conversations that you had?
She looked over at me and she said, sit down. I sat down. And we just went to talking about the different singers and different things that has been going on, and more or less about the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How it was changing.
I've been using the word friend, but you really say that she's your sister.
She was like my sister.
Yeah. Can you give me one word to describe Patsy Cline?
Great.
That's wonderful. Now, do you remember hearing the song for the first time?
I heard her sing, out walking on the Arthur Godfrey show. I lived in the state of Washington, as far from country music as I could get.
Right.
But I was still trying to hang on to anything that was country, you know, and I saw her on the Arthur Godfrey show. And I guess from there, I wanted to meet her, and I did.
Let's talk about the book because it's a great tribute to that friendship or to your sister. It's called Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, My Friendship with Patsy Cline. There's a real family influence to the book, isn't there?
Yes.
What prompted you to write it?
My daughter Patsy, the one I named after Patsy.
Right. What does she think of your relationship and your friendship?
When I talk about Patsy and tell different stories, Patsy just listens, and I'm sure she knows everyone.
What's the funniest one? What's maybe one that makes you smile when you think of it?
Of me and Patsy?
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many, I can't. teaching me how to shave my legs, that was funny.
Oh, I have to know that story.
And when I got home and I was trying to shave my legs by myself, I had my legs cut 100 places.
Did you ever master it? Did you get the hang of it, though?
Yeah, about 10 years later.
And, with this book, it's such a touching story, and lots of your musical friends have commented on it. I know Reba, Trisha Yearwood, Miranda Lambert. The foreword was written by Dolly Parton. So it's a real sisterhood, even with the book. It's had a lot of great support.
Well, you know, me and Dolly, we've been together for a long time because she was on the Porter Wagoner show and I was on the Wilbur Brothers show.
Mm-hmm.
So her and I have been together for a long time. I love Dolly like a sister, too. If I ever needed Dolly, Dolly would be here. And if Dolly ever needed me, I would be there.
Right. And you know what? I don't think nowadays that people cherish those kinds of friendships. You know, I think that with, you know, with social media and the way people just seem so disposable. So it's really refreshing to hear that you've kept those friendships so close to you. It really is a great thing.
Well, it's a sad thing. If you don't have a friend, you don't have nothing.
Well, I know you recently said friendship can help us during difficult times like what we're all going through right now. I mean, of course, the coronavirus thing and everybody being so separated. Tell me, though, about how music helps people. Do you find that music helps you heal?
I think music keeps the world turning. Music is the greatest thing there is for sickness or anything. Music, turn on music if you're sick or if you're lonesome or if you're happy.
It really is a powerful thing that, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, how old you are, what...
Where you come from, it don't matter what kind of music it is, it's great.
Right, yeah, your age, your color, your whatever you have, everybody can relate to music. Yeah, and I mean, you've been doing music for so long, you have a few dozen albums that you've recorded. I'm not going to make you name all of them, I won't ask you to do that, but I mean, do you have... Do you have a favorite song or album that you've done? I know sometimes that's like picking your favorite child, but do you have a favorite album or song that you've recorded?
We've Come a Long Way, Baby is my favorite album, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And when you've performed, do you find that the audience, that's one of their favorites too?
I ask them what they want me to sing. If I don't know it, I tell them they can get up and sing it themselves. And 90% of the time, they'll get up and try to sing it.
That's gotta... Well, for sure, and that's gotta be a great feeling to know that people, you know, when you're singing that person's song to the person, I mean, that's gotta be intimidating. So the fact they've got the courage to do it, I think, says a lot, Loretta, doesn't it?
Well, we have a good time, let's put it that way.
And nowadays, I think...
Well, I don't do a show unless I have a good time doing it.
Well, and I...
If you have a good time, stay off the stage.
Right, stay home, right? But and I think that we need more good times and laughs, just like your friendship that you've had with people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
I know the book is popular. It's on Amazon, and then all of the details are on your website, which is lorettalynn.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's my honor to chat with you. I've never met you. I've always wanted to meet you, but this is the next best thing during isolation.
Well,
so.
Have to come.
I will do that. When everybody's back, you know, out in the world, I'll make a point to come and see you.
Well, I'll come and see you once.
All right, there you go. Well, you know what, right now, because I had to come back home, I'm in Canada. So if you want to come to Canada when it's safe to do so, I will show you the town. We'll have a good time.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It was the Canadian people that started my career.
Oh, you know what? Do you have a few more minutes? Can you tell me that story?
Well, you know, I worked at a little tavern, a club called Bill's Tavern, and all the Canadian people would come to hear me sing. So a man from Canada, Second Ocean, he would record me because he liked some of the songs that I sang. And that's how I got started.
Wow, what a small world, isn't it?
I love Canada. I love the people in Canada. I lived right next to the Canadian border for 20 years. And I love them fish and chips, you know, that they made in Vancouver.
That is... Where did you live close to the border?
You know where Blaine is? Across the border.
So...
That's where I sing.
Right. Yeah. And so how often do you get back to Canada?
I've not been there in quite a while because, you know, I've been recording and I've been working so much. And, but I plan on taking a long trip to Canada and hitting every place that I hit when I started.
Well, you let me know and we'll do a road trip, okay?
All right, we'll do it.
It was so wonderful to chat with you. Miss Loretta Lynn, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
All right, you take care.
Bye.